At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I want to play for you the moment a pissed off Donald Trump was caught on a hot mic directly after his cabinet meeting today because his entire fascistic attempt to prosecute his political opponents is crumbling from the top down and from the bottom up. Both the Letitia James court case and the James Comey court case were thrown out. The same day, Alina Habba and Lindsey Halligan were both found to have been unlawfully appointed to their positions, and just today, Alina Habba was forced to resign. Just to break this all down, and the stakes of this, MAGA lawyer Alina Habba has been forced to resign as New Jersey's top prosecutor after an appeals court found she was serving in her position unlawfully. And another blow for Donald Trump's DOJ, the president's former personal attorney announced on Monday she had stepped down from her role as acting U.S. attorney for the district, suggesting she was a victim of the, quote, politicized left. This caused an immediate meltdown from Donald Trump, just yelling about this.
Okay, what else?
Alina Habba says she's stepping down as U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey after the courts disqualified her. Do you have any comment on that?
She's not disqualified. You've got a blue slip thing that's horrible. It's a horrible thing.
First of all, his skin tone makes him look sickly. I know he's obsessed with having this gold tone, not only on the walls behind him, but in his hair and on his skin, but it makes him look sickly at this point. It's not looking good.
Thing that's horrible. It's a horrible thing. It makes it impossible to appoint a judge or a U.S. attorney, and it's a shame. And the Republicans should be ashamed of themselves that they allow this to go on, because I can't appoint a U.S. attorney that's not a Democrat, because they put a block on it. So if you appoint in Virginia or in New Jersey or in California a U.S. attorney or a judge, I mean, the judge situation is ridiculous. The only people that you can get by are Democrats, because they will put a hold on it. If I put up George Washington and Abraham Lincoln to be U.S. attorney in New Jersey or to be U.S. attorney in Virginia, we have Democrat senators, they will not approve them. And this is a gentleman's agreement that's lasted for too long, and it doesn't make it, especially in light of what's going on today.
Okay, first of all, it's not a gentleman's agreement. It's a legitimate process that all presidents have to go through. Secondly, Golden Donald Trump is just raging because there is a check on his ability to prosecute his opponents. When he tries to put somebody like Alina Habba in any position, Democrats are the only ones with enough spine in the Senate to actually say, wait a minute, you can't just put your former personal attorney into a high position of power. You can't just put Lindsey Halligan in the Eastern District of Virginia into a position of power when she had never stepped foot in a courtroom before. She had broken all of the rules, and then she was thrown out. Her ass was thrown out because she was illegally appointed, unlawfully appointed. So Donald Trump is mad that both Cory Booker and Andy Kim of New Jersey said, hey, wait a minute, Donald Trump's personal attorney does not deserve to be in this position. And essentially, the blue, if you're confused about the blue slip, let me just explain the timeline. Trump appointed Habba as the acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey in March of 2025, but you get a 120-day period while she's in power, while they go through the process in the Senate. He had nominated her for the permanent post, but her nomination failed to get the support needed in the Senate. So after the 120-day interim term expired, her appointment was done for. Now, the administration then tried to reinstall HABA via weird DOJ maneuvers that are illegal and slimy, and the court said, you can't do this. The 120 days are up. We have to appoint a court-appointed career prosecutor who actually knows what they're doing, and that is what Trump is explaining. That's what he's mad about. He doesn't even fully understand the process because the blue slips aren't fully involved, but they kind of are. He's just pissed off overall. Everybody, as the holidays are coming up, I've been trying to get better and better at cooking, and I'm not bad. But something that really helped level up my game was HexClad. Let me introduce you to HexClad's hybrid stainless steel design that essentially gives you the perfect sear for nonstick, dishwasher safe, metal utensil safe cooking. They look sexy on the stove, as they say, and I highly recommend them, genuinely. As the holidays are getting closer, you can get a solid deal on the 12-piece cookware sets that handle everything from breakfast to full holiday feasts, all backed by a lifetime warranty. So you're not just buying cookware, you're making an investment into decades of dinners and breakfasts and memories. So this season, don't just shop for gifts. Give the upgrade every kitchen deserves. Visit HexClad.com, click the link in the top of the description below, and cook like a pro all holiday long. That is HexClad.com, top of the link below, and support the show and let them know that we sent you. Thank you all. Let me show you a moment where Donald Trump is then lying. He's caught lying during the same White House cabinet meeting. Then I'll show you him caught on the hot mic.
Mr. President, you said that you would have no. Mr. President, you said you would have no problem with releasing the full video of that strike on September 2nd off the coast of Venezuela.
He's asked about releasing the Pete Hegseth strike that happened on September 2nd. I'll show you the video where he said he'll release the entire strike. But watch, he lies about what he said.
Secretary Hegseth now says.
You said that. I didn't say that. This is ABC fake news.
You said that you would have no problem releasing the full bit. Okay, well, Secretary Hegseth. No,
whatever Hegseth wants to do is okay with
me. He now says it's under review. Are you ordering the secretary to release that full video? Well,
whatever he decides is okay with me. So every boat we knock out of the water, every boat we save 25,000 American lives. That was a boat loaded up with drugs. I saw the video.
That's a fake number. Even if we granted that number, if every boat saves 25,000 American lives, Donald Trump pardoning the former Honduran president who trafficked 500 kilos of cocaine into the United States, I believe costs about 4.5 million United States lives. But when he gaslights that reporter and claims he never said that about the strikes and the footage, listen to what he said.
I've never heard of it. Very good. We never heard of it. That's pretty good.
Mr. President, you released video of that first boat strike on September 2nd, but not the second video. Will you release video of that strike so that the American people can see for themselves what happened?
I don't know what they have, but whatever they have, we'd certainly release. No.
Whatever they have, we'd certainly release.
Problem. You know, we stopped every boat we knock out. We save 25,000.
And then he uses the same talking point. This guy is like ChatGPT, just the same salesman talking points over and over and over. Jesus Christ, look at this guy's skin tone. It's so incredibly bad today, but check this out. Former Trump attorney Alina Habba resigns as top federal prosecutor in New Jersey. This is what had Trump pissed off. Habba said in a statement posted on social media on Monday that she was not quitting in the face of legal challenges, but instead resigning to, quote, protect the stability and integrity of the U.S. Attorney's Office. Okay, Alina Habba. The decision will not weaken the Justice Department and will not weaken me, she said, adding that she will remain at the DOJ as the senior advisor to the Attorney General for U.S. attorneys. Habba's decision comes as the Justice Department has lost a string of court cases ruling that U.S. attorneys have not been appointed legally. Republicans on Twitter are super mad. They said, breaking, Alina Habba just resigned as U.S. attorney for New Jersey after activist judges blockaded her appointment. Dude, she was illegally, unlawfully appointed by Donald Trump after her 120 days had passed. Her 120 days had passed. She didn't get the blue slip from the two senators that she wanted. And then Donald Trump tried to subvert the Senate in a fascistic way by consolidating power and just appointing her anyway so he could go after his opponents. It's disgusting. She will return if the DOJ wins in court. Guess what? The DOJ is not winning in court. This is why Donald Trump was caught on a hot mic saying this. You can hear his voice ringing through the effing halls of the White House.
Hey, Jeff, do you agree with me, Bruce? You know I cannot appoint anybody. Huh? I can't appoint anybody.
Let me go back. He says, can you get me a blue slip? I can't appoint anybody.
Hey, Jeff, do you agree with me, Bruce? You know I cannot appoint anybody. Huh?
I can't appoint anybody. Everybody I'm appointing, their time has expired. And then they're in default.
Why is he screaming? Everybody I appoint, it expires. The time has expired. The system's working as it can. He's essentially implicitly admitting that he can't find good enough candidates to pass through the actual process, the actual system. So he's screaming about not being able to get anyone. Let me play it.
I can't appoint anybody. Everybody I'm appointing, their time has expired. And then they're in default.
I like how as they walk away, his voice slowly trails off as he's raging about the blue slips over and over and over. Here's Trump continuing to melt down.
Because I don't know, people aren't liking to drive boats right now loaded up with drugs. But every single, think of that, every single boat we shoot out, on average, we save 25,000 American lives. Do you feel okay about that, Gord?
Keep us safe.
Okay, I know my man. What about you, man?
This isn't even true. The boat that they shot down, or they struck in the ocean, rather, on September 2nd, wasn't even going to the United States. It was going to South Africa. It was going to a country named Suriname. Not even to the United States. We double-tapped this boat, and listen, every American should be in favor of minimizing the amount of drugs coming into the United States, but we need to do it in a way that upholds the rule of law domestically and internationally and protects our own soldiers. We have soldiers that are out in other countries, that are out in the sea right now. When we lower the bar for the rule of engagement, when we lower the standard for what's okay to engage with, then that therefore puts our troops at risk. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.